Well, first, I have to fill my coffee right up to the designated point, whether you'll have 6, 7, 8, or 9 cups. Then for each cup, you use 1 tablespoon, a heaping tablespoon of coffee, and then you let it cook.
How long do you let it cook?
It usually takes about 5 minutes, and when it stops perking, what do you call that, you know, then you unplug it and it's ready. We drink it usually on the weekends, Sunday mornings. I don't know. I just use fresh coffee, I guess. Don't put too much in.
You ground it yourself?
No, I haven't ground it at the store. I usually buy the beans, the coffee beans, and then have the man ground them for me. Usually an 8 ounce. When I'm real thirsty.
Okay,
Or a juice glass if I'm not too thirsty.
Okay. You have any how to shake glasses around the house?
Well, I have you know, besides the 8 ounce glasses, okay. I have the juice glasses, I have some water glasses, I have some champagne glasses, some shot glasses, goblets. Yeah, I've got some, but they're at home.
What do they call that?
It's supposed to be good. Real good, nice.
If I ask you, how much did you drink? You say,
drank.
Then you might ask them, how much did you?
Drunk.
Dinner's on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin. What do you say to them?
Come and get it. Dinner's ready.
If you had company, what would you say?
It's time to eat. Dinner is served. Depending on who it was.
If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say,
not to wait until the potatoes are passed.
Begin. Go ahead and start eating.
Begin?
Okay, what if the potatoes are being passed around, how would you tell somebody to get
them? Have some.
Okay. Since you had already himself, I asked him to pass them over to me.
Helped himself.